Next, we will do item 1124, and after that, I'll poll you on how you're all feeling.
1124, direct the Office of Management and Finance to establish a Build Portland Advisory Committee and develop a funding plan for infrastructure maintenance.
One moment. It's here. There it is. Like many municipalities, the City of Portland faces challenges maintaining the infrastructure that provides core city services. This infrastructure gap represents a significant long-term liability for the city and threatens to deprive future residents of the services that make Portland one of the world's most livable cities. I proposed bold action over the next 20 years to begin addressing this problem by investing up to $600 million in the roads, bridges, parks, and buildings that our residents use every day. This is Build Portland. Nationally, it's been a great year for maintenance. For example, in New York, Governor Cuomo declared a state of emergency for the Metropolitan Transportation Authority as the MTA relied for too long on emergency repairs over preventative maintenance. Two recent derailments at Penn Station and the subsequent closure of aging tracks have significantly impacted service levels in the region and represent the high price of neglected maintenance. We're also familiar with the picture of the dam that nearly collapsed in Oroville, California in February. The city's asset management professionals note that $288 million more per year is needed each year for the next 10 years to maintain existing assets, compared to $268 million gap last year and a $242 million funding year gap the year before. The cost for repairing and maintaining increases as their condition deteriorates. Every year we don't resolve the funding gap, this gap will only continue to grow. This does not include $129 million annual capacity gap. That's down $42.2 million from last year due to fixing our streets funding, which is additional funding necessary to address existing inequities and deficiencies in levels of service for current customers and citizens. The direct result of this level of sustained underinvestment is that significant portions of our asset base are in poor or very poor condition, which is the most costly for us to address. Previous council did a fantastic job beginning to turn around our long overlooked deferred maintenance problem, e.g. the parks bonds, the street fee, and other actions. This council continues that work with recent decisions we've made in water infrastructure. Build Portland will add to our ability to invest in long-term maintenance needs. I'm going to turn the discussion over to Mr. Tom Reinhart and his team to provide us with the details of this resolution. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council members. My name is Tom Reinhart. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer. I'm proud to be here today with Jamie Waltz from my team and Shannon Fairchild from the Budget Office. As we all know, Portland is a rapidly growing city, largely in part to planning decisions and investments begun decades ago that have shaped our entire region. One of the many challenges we face that the mayor so diligently and thoroughly outlined is keeping pace with the growth and maintaining our existing built infrastructure, particularly with the decline of historic funding levels from both the state and federal governments. As the mayor just said, the city has taken multiple steps under the leadership of this council and previous councils to invest more dollars in our parks, housing, roads, and utilities. This is just going to be another tool in that toolbox. On August 29th, we organized a work session to outline Build Portland. To review briefly, Build Portland is a vision for a long-term infrastructure investment funded by borrowing against some of the property taxes returning to the city's general fund from our many expiring urban renewal areas. As envisioned, Build Portland would secure an initial investment of $50 million approved by council, followed by planned investments of $100 million in fiscal year 2024-25 and $150 million more every 5 years thereafter. The earliest Build Portland project could begin in spring 2018. The resolution before you today directs the Office of Management and Finance to establish the Build Portland Advisory Committee and develop a funding plan for the entire program for your approval. Before we take questions, I want to take this opportunity to thank many people that have put their significant intelligence and limited time into developing this vision. Andrew Scott and Josh Harwood, along with Shannon and others from the Budget Office, the entire Citywide Asset Management Group, Kimberly Branham, Susan Anderson, Leah Treat, and Mike Abate, my formidable colleagues who have all provided their input and guidance. And with that, we will take any questions from Council.
Colleagues, any questions?
So this resolution is to figure out the plan, the funding plan, and it'll take into account current capacity and various other things, like currently the contracts are going for way over estimates because of the everybody's busy. Can you talk to me a little more about that?
Yes. So what this resolution does is it directs us to actually formalize the committee of multiple bureau directors and asset managers, and then come up with a funding plan by March that takes into account all the other tools that this council and the previous council have started to really take forward motion on, so that it's a complementary tool, and to put forward a package of initial projects that, you know, council under the various bureaus that you oversee have already, along the long list of infrastructure deferred maintenance, have already developed, and to try to put together a diverse set of projects that will meet our needs.
And when does the money actually start flowing from the urban renewal districts that are closing?
So it's a very, you know, beginning really in 2020, the dollars start to come back, but it's a very small amount, and then it kind of hockey sticks up over the next 10 years. I can resend that graph around that we worked on in the work session. But one of the charges to this work group is to actually figure out, is it advantageous to bond against the dollars now before they've come back? Or should we use another funding mechanism? And we will present those options to council.
Great, thank you.
Tom, we had a hearing this morning. Well, we had some testimony about unreinforced masonry buildings. And the thing, one of the issues that I'm going to be focusing on is how do we make our affordable housing inventory safer without imposing exorbitant costs on our nonprofit partners? Has the Housing Bureau flagged that as a potential investment area for this program?
I'm going to defer to my colleagues up here, but I do not know that.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to know whether it's a plausible candidate, and if not, why not? But since the goal there is to ensure the long-term viability of a capital asset that we have in many instances got a 60 or 90 year covenant, seems to me we're going to hear a lot of pushback from nonprofit operators that just don't have the resources, and this may be an area where we want to do some front loading work to make these buildings safer, and it seems to me like this might be a reasonable candidate. I'm not advocating for it, but I'd just like to have it go through the screening process.
We will dig into that and get that information.
I think there's about 7,000 units that are potentially covered, so.
Very good. Any other questions? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Ranfi.
Very good. Come on up.
You've become a regular. One thing struck me, though. Do you have an affiliation that you need to disclose in terms of your testimony?
For this one, yes. I think last one was more personal. But in this testimony, will be representing Professional Business Development Group, which is a trade association of women and minority-owned construction firms.
Thank you.
I do want to include a testimony, partial testimony, for Kelly Haynes with Metropolitan Alliance for Workforce Equity. She just had like three questions, whether someone could follow up after this meeting or answer them here. But I told her I definitely would ask those questions. Some of the questions she had is since resources are being redirected from the URA, what resources will be pulled from those URA zones, if that makes sense? What are the community benefit considerations with these proposed...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by resources being pulled from urban renewal districts?
My understanding, and I could be wrong, is the proposal is to redirect TIF money or URA money? No.
No. So I just don't want us to put premises on questions that are not factual. And if there's something that you need a briefing on or something we need to follow up on, but I don't think we should have the record cluttered with premises that are not factual.
Okay. Yeah. Again,
if there's a dispute about that, because I share this, I share the goal of where you're going in your testimony. Let's make sure you get a briefing on that.
Yeah, happy to. Again, just reading questions sent to me. A couple other questions.
From Kelly?
Kelly Haynes, correct. So the questions here are, what are the community benefit considerations on the proposed significant infrastructure projects? I again understand that you guys are just building the advisory committee. Who will decide where they address address crumbling infrastructure or the definition for infrastructure? What's the timeline for the formation of the advisory committee?
Can we read between the lines in your testimony that either you or Kelly or both would be interested in being considered for this oversight body?
I can't speak for Kelly, but I know...
You just did speak for her, actually. But if there is someone who is interested, I think you should let us know, because the best way to address these questions would be on the oversight body. And it sounds like we would benefit from these tough questions being asked.
Yeah, great question. Can follow up for Kelly or have Kelly reach out to you guys. But I personally would be interested... present a diverse set of voices and stakeholders. I think I'm in general now testifying on support of PBDG, supporting infrastructure improvements. I think it's really vital and important. You know, I think we've benefited from, several decades of work that, our forefathers, those before us have done for us. And I think we benefited from those infrastructure, and I think it's time that we improve infrastructure as a case for safety. Having good infrastructure is good for the economy in the city of Portland. I think last, I just want to conclude is, I think it's really always important to provide a displacement lens, ensure that, local businesses and local contractors have access to these jobs, NWESB sort of goals. So as those details come up, those are things I think that I would personally, as Representative PBDG, would love to see rolled out. But thank you very much.
Yeah, excellent questions. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this. I'm glad that this is getting going with the discussions in plenty of time. Aye.
Fish.
It occurred to me, because I think this gentleman did raise some good questions, that it would be helpful to have an updated FAQ that just describes what we are and aren't doing at this stage. And I know we would benefit in my office, because we'll get similar questions. And it is the season of both the CBA plus the CEIP and more generally how we're doing contracting. So as these issues merge, I think we need to be able to explain how it does or does not overlap. And our office would respectfully request an FAQ so we can give out timely and accurate information. So
consider it done. Yeah, good.
Thank
good
you.
Idea.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I just want to thank Mayor Wheeler for coming up with the idea of Build Portland to bring much needed more dollars to our infrastructure needs as a city. So I look forward to the work this committee will do, and I look forward to the ultimate additional investments in critical infrastructure that these dollars will make. Aye.
Wheeler.
I don't want to take all the credit for this. Tom and Andrew and many others have been toying with these ideas for quite some time. So thank you for the generosity. I'll consider my contribution making sure that we get it done. Aye. The resolution's adopted. Colleagues, we have two more. Keep bowling through them.
Let's get them.
Good. All right. 1125, please.